Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. reallifesci-fi.show will link you to all of our various socials. I guess without further ado, let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. We want to say 11-time guest, but we didn't look it up. Aaron Moles.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? The Emmy Award-winning Aaron Moles, if you don't mind.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Good, good. So from now on, I'll call you the Emmy Award-winning Aaron Moles. It's kind of great. An alliteration in a way. Emmy Award-winning Aaron Moles. It's kind of fun. It's like a tongue twister. Say it, Willie, say it 5 times fast.
Emmy Award-winning Aaron Moles. Emmy Award-winning Aaron Moles. Emmy Award-winning Aaron Moles. Emmy Award-winning Aaron Moles. Emmy Award-winning Aaron Moles.
See, it is. It is a tongue twister. You got flipped up a little bit on that. That just means it's a tongue twister. No, I mean, good job, but you fucked it up. Moles, what's new? You're mostly a Wade. You've been on a bunch of times. You're mostly a Wade. I don't know what we're talking about. So don't tip it.
Okay.
But has anything changed recently in your life that would lead us to believe you've shifted on the spectrum between Wade and Willie?
I have been paying more attention to the disclosure UFO stuff. I don't know if it's aliens or whatever, but I still feel like something's going to happen there that will challenge our preconceived notions about what we know about life in the universe. That doesn't mean I believe wholeheartedly in aliens or anything, but
let's say that something is coming, like you say, right? Do you think it's going to be world shifting? Do you think we're going to abandon the monetary system? what's going to happen if something actually comes out?
Wow.
Depends on who it is, first off, but go on.
Yeah.
But if the aliens come down and they're like, yes, Bitcoin, are we going to be like, oh, okay. Does that mean we like Bitcoin or we don't?
It'll be like religion in some ways, I think. I think people will blindly see this as a pivot point in their life to make all sorts of changes. They'll use the aliens to justify whatever they want to do.
If there is a presence that is going to show up, I think that they've been here. And so there's this idea that they have a chance to manipulate us based on what we believe already. A new religion will be made when they show up, and it's seeing is believing.
The foundation could have been peppered in to what we've been learning over the years. Yeah.
And using here's a question. Is there a percentage of the population who's not religious who would then become an alien religious follower?
I think definitely. Yeah.
Really?
It's a justified science-based religion for some people that gives them enough to believe in.
So many guests we've had on lately, it's like, oh no, I don't believe in ghosts. I haven't seen any. It's like, you're not going to believe it until you personally see it.
We've entered an era where there's no truth anymore and we're all doomed. Let's get to the wow scale.
Wow scale.
Wow scale stands for Wade or Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the quiz, I'll give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. You ready to be Wade on the wow scale?
Let's weigh me.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth the last 300 years? We touched on this a little bit. Now you're watching Disclosure Project. So what do you think?
There's definitely alien life out there. Have they visited us? I'm going to say yes, they've checked in on us in some way if they exist. But I don't know if it's physically they've done it. They could have psychically spied on us. They could have sent a probe.
300 years. What do you think?
I'm going to say yes, because we've been kind of loud.
Wow. This is dramatic.
I'm open-minded. It's the thing. I'm open-minded to the possibility.
Not a criticism. I'm excited that your views are evolving. Or devolving.
Yeah. I don't know if it's believe believe isn't the right word I would use, but yeah.
Well, belief a lot of people have problems with.
Yeah.
But I don't know a better word to ask the question, you know? Question two, ghosts. That's why I just drop it. I just say ghosts.
Yeah. I don't believe in conscious ghosts. I believe that there is residual energy that we leave in the world. And when we die, it can be seen as ghosts, but we just don't understand what it is yet.
This is pieces of our energy. So if I die and some of my energy is walking around here, what about the rest of me? Whoa, don't I want that energy?
It's not you. It's what you did and what you left in the world. You know, like how we leave little dust flakes when our skin sheds.
That's true. I am an iconoclast, and everything that I do probably affects the world in some way. Yes. So you're right.
100% butterfly effect. Yeah.
Question three, Bigfoot.
No, not a Bigfoot guy.
Can't get him on Bigfoot. We just can't do it. We gotta get more Bigfoot stuff, man. We gotta get him on Bigfoot side. Illuminati.
There's definitely been secret societies at certain points that have run the world, and I do think that there are some. There's always rich elites in any society. I'm inclined to say the problem is that, like you said, the Illuminati so specifically.
Well, okay, but here's the thing. I feel like Illuminati is an amorphous description of a nefarious umbrella organization that controls the world.
Sure.
I'm not saying that they call themselves the Illuminati and that they have a secret handshake.
Yes, but they're not as evil as you think. And they think that they're managing society and doing the right thing.
Yeah, that's great.
But I totally agree. But I also don't think that just because something happened is it's because they planned it that way. That's kind of the fallacy of conspiracy theories to me, is like sometimes things happen. Like, I don't think COVID was planned as people brought it up to be. I think there was some kind of mishap at a lab maybe or something, and people had to cover it up. I don't know. I don't want to say anything that'll get me canceled though on COVID.
I think it's too late. I think COVID's fair game, man. Like,
I think it is too now, but I do think COVID was planned. I do think that something happened, like a leak, and they fucked up the response to it.
What do you think about 9/11? Was that planned?
No, but I do think there's a little bit of something to the fact that they were warned, and some people were happy that it happened. I don't think they willed it into existence. I think they rolled with it and took advantage of it.
Yeah, all these fucking military.
Yeah, things lined up and let them go.
Multi dimensions.
Yeah.
Multiverse.
Again, not in the way we conceive of it, but yes. But I don't. Part of me wants to believe that with this Emmy, there's an alternate version of myself out there that's nominated, that I'm super successful. I'm nominated for an Emmy every single year and I never win. And that this is the Emmy that I should have gotten, that other dimension. So yeah, I'm going to say I do believe in
alternate. So you're not proud of this Emmy because you're more proud of something that didn't win an Emmy.
I earned it. I did earn it. I just didn't earn it in this reality.
Oh, I see. All right. Yeah, you're like a three. I feel like you're creeping up, man.
Three is fair. I don't mind that.
Hey, Willie, hit us with the topic.
Right now on Real Life Sci-Fi, technology advances beyond exponential rates with limitless possibilities for us to enjoy a leisure existence. But at what price? Tonight, we talk about the consequences of a digital future on Real Life Sci-Fi.
I'm already so sad. I'm so sad. And like, this is just going to make me more sad. Like, there's nothing good, right? None of this is good. Well, is any of this good or is it all negative?
Here's what I was thinking about lately because of, I'm trying to just back off. You know, when people say, oh, take the negativity out of your life. Me, I'm starting to go like, dude, drop off from paying attention to shit. There's a version of me out there that had a chance to try to take advantage of the tools of technology and the internet to reach out and connect with people and create better connectivity, because these tools are, we just don't even use them as tools.
What do you mean, the internet?
Yeah, basically from the start of the internet, like we kind of, you know, I was thinking about this today because Shauna was explaining to Moose what a dictionary was, and I was just like, I didn't say this out loud, but in the back of my mind, I was like, we don't need to explain what a fucking dictionary is, because you can constantly look up anything on the phone. Are we going to have a physical dictionary? I don't think so.
Well, but you still need to know that it's called a dictionary so that you can go to dictionary.com and find out what these words mean.
We're going to be wearing our Apple Vision Pro glasses, and it's just going to have the definitions of words pop up. But they're not nearby.
Every word? How is it going to know which word?
Well, maybe you have to ask it what it means. Or the microchip in your head's going to be like, what's that word?
Okay. Yeah. Well, if we're getting to microchips, that's like scary territory. And also, I don't want to ask out loud, you know, what the definition of like clandestine is. And then everyone around me is like, this motherfucker doesn't know what clandestine means. Right. Like an idiot.
Yeah, that's what you're walking. There's so many people, everyone's smarter than me.
Clandestine.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So I don't want this Apple Vision Pro thing to.
You won't have to say it. They'll.
What can I type it into?
You'd think it.
No. Okay. But that doesn't exist. Yeah, you're going too far. You're going too far.
It is existing. Not right now. I mean, isn't it?
Well, until you put something in your head that can read your thoughts, which I feel like is like 100 years away, right?
That's too much, dude.
I mean,
to read your thoughts, that's crazy. Go on, but just think about it before you take a stance on this. To put something in your brain that reads your thoughts, how would they have it right now? Of course, you think that.
It's two generations away, I think, from mainstream acceptance.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely like flaws in it, but I've watched people using it like that have the, you know.
My mom said it doesn't exist. That's how strong your argument is that you've watched. I don't know what you've watched. You can't just tell me that you've watched it.
I will say that some of those videos could be like maybe they're faking it to get funding. For their project.
It's the Cold War of the technology industry. Like, look, we're already working with it. So give us your money.
There's a lot of that going on. AI is a big thing right now. And I'm sure they're like, this is AI. Sure. Billions of dollars.
The thing with AI, the thing that it's doing is just, I listen to NPR because I'm a little bit of a smarty pants.
That's too dry for me. I like it. I just can't get into it.
Well, I just have my alarm set to it, so I'll catch some stuff as I wake up, and then if it's interesting, I'll look it up. But Reddit is, I think, they're public now, but they're releasing their first stock update, whatever. You know how when you're public, you have to like tell people how it's going, or whatever. I'm such a fucking idiot.
Yeah, your quarterly earnings report or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so everyone's like, oh, what's it going to be? And everyone thinks it's going to be really high because the thing that's for sale with Reddit is the comment sections and how people talk to each other.
Yeah.
And instead of just taking like a novel or something where someone's just writing in one standard voice, they can sell all of these Reddit comments and teach the AI like, oh, this is how like people interact with each other. So, I mean, it's not in any way the way we interact in real life. Yeah. I've never been called the N-word in real life.
Well, I think on Reddit, that I would think that that's pretty heavily censored there.
Depends on the sub, bro.
Oh, okay.
Some of these mods are crazy, dog.
Wow. I thought they didn't do that anymore.
Anyway.
It's that old school Reddit where it's like the Wild West.
But, does anybody want to have their thoughts read? Doesn't that sound scary? At what point am I going to be okay with that? Like, what's going to happen to make me okay with it?
Yeah, that's the thing, is it starts small. You know what I mean? Like, the way that they're getting these 5G cameras installed everywhere is a lot of them are plugged into streetlights. Like, hey, you want these smart lights? City just approved these smart lights. Well, they don't tell anybody that their cameras. And so the city spends all this money upgrading all their lights, and then all of a sudden people have a way in to use this. I mean, you know, bigger corporations that were planning this all along.
Right. But what do they do with it?
you could track someone's movements so they'll know every day between 5 and 5:15, this person's on the road right here. That's just one thing that can be done.
Oh, there's a fire over here. Faster than someone calling in. There's a fire here.
Yeah. Oh, that's the benefit. That's the benefit. I wasn't sure if we were at the pro or con.
It feels like there would be more benefits than drawbacks. And well, I'm not saying like, hey, Big Brother, I'm on the side of it and we should all be fucking whatever, but
traffic's a huge one. You'll know exactly in real time. Like we know that now. We already have that tech, but you'd be able to see the road that you want to drive on.
Yeah, but like that's not gonna matter because in a couple of years we're just gonna have autonomous cars.
So I mean, hopefully, maybe, supposedly. We're not there.
Well,
yet.
Really,
there
I just yet. Said, but like I said, who wants to have their thoughts read? And you went to 5G cameras. What's the connection?
Oh, no. That was a parallel of how things will get snuck in. So the answer to your question would be, let's say you do a lot of typing and reading and typing, right?
Fuck yeah, that's I do. Job. I listen to NPR. You know that I'm reading and typing.
Instead of going into your office, you're offered a virtual, no more hand typing, no more, you know, I'm trying to think.
That's
going to
put me
out
of work. I don't like that. I'm going to be out of work anyway. I mean, I am out of fucking goddamn it. I mean, just like,
well,
we're all out of work.
You know,
is
they
this
have
shit the- ever going to help us or is it all just for the billionaires? Like, is there anything good about any of this or is it all just like we're hurtling toward Wall-E?
Well, the silver linings yeah. are going to be, I think, not really necessary. Like one of them is going to be, hey, your money can never be hacked anymore because your money is in a chip in your skin. You know what I mean? Or you know, like doesn't have to be a chip. The chip is a scare word. But like, oh, no one can steal your credit card, even though they could cut your hand off or copy them.
I'm not afraid of people stealing my credit card, though, because all I do is make a phone call and say, I didn't do that. And then they're like, oh, cool. Now it's our problem. So see you later. And I'm like, awesome. I don't have to pay.
Right. Well, check this out, though. Let's say a few banks fail within the next decade. Very plausible.
Mm-hmm. Not if we keep bailing them out.
I know, but so many
Congress keep bailing them out.
If there comes a time when they can't bail it out and a big population actually can't recover their money, I think the next step might be, well, if you get this thing installed on you, whatever it is, you will never lose your personal money because it's all credits attached to you. It's not physical money in a bank that they're, you know, playing the stock markets with. Or
I don't think there's a lot of involuntarily lost your money stories. Most people who have lost their money have like gotten scammed. I don't know that anyone has gotten hacked and then like lost all their money. And when I say that, I mean, I've never even heard of that happening.
Yeah. And listen, I agree with you. I'm just trying to think of what their perspective is trying to get, like, what else is there, you know, like traveling around if you don't need a passport because all of your information is on you. Like, okay, well, who travels every fucking day? Like you're going to start with the businessmen. And business people, I don't, you know, like it's going to,
that is a big area where I've seen a lot of acceptance where it's just like, hey, you want to see if the line at TSA, like I've seen a lot of that to get people to sign up for, you know, the new ID and all that stuff.
So, but don't people like that who travel all the time, just do that skip the line thing anyway. Don't you like pay $90 a year and you just skip the line?
Yeah. Clear but, I mean, that's definitely,
they do have that thing, yeah.
But I feel like, for anybody who makes under $100,000, well, I don't know. I mean, like the future that I think of that is really going to be affected by this digital future, I feel like there's going to be a bigger shift in the classes, and then a lot of people are going to get left behind. And
is that even possible? Haven't we been left behind?
Yeah, yeah.
Aren't we already left behind? I mean, Jesus Christ. It can get worse than this.
Picture.
Oh, I can get worse.
Like picture just the price of rent of a new place right here. You know what I mean? Like, holy fuck.
Yeah. Dude, like, a lot. I mean, there's things intangibly right now where we're totally priced out of stuff.
Everything. Dude, yeah. Everything. But I make zero.
So you get a free place to live if you take this technology and put it on. You know what I mean?
So like, it's blackmail. Ooh, it's kind of blackmail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, sure. I'd do that for a free place. That's 90% of my expenses is my place.
I'd have to see the place first. I have to know. I don't want to just.
How bad would it have to be before you wouldn't take it? Does it have to be like a shed on the river? That's free.
I have to hear. Okay. Do I share a wall with anybody? Like, I know if I can.
Yes. Move. Yes. It's an apartment. You share a wall.
I got to know if my neighbors are allowed.
It's like, free.
No, I can't live with. That's talking about 24/7 being around something all day.
So you're imagining a situation where you have a shared wall with the loudest people in the world and they're constantly loud.
I'm not agreeing to this system if that's a risk. Yeah. Even if it's free.
It's free. It's free.
The price of
Mr. Moneybags over here doesn't need a free place because there might be a shared wall.
I would buy a tent and live in the woods or live in my car before.
What?
Yeah.
You know that they've weaponized, just made being homeless illegal.
Yeah, yeah. Sleeping in your car. Yeah, LA for sure. Holy fuck.
Everywhere, yeah. Dude. I watch a lot of these cop audits, and half of them, they just go to some shitty town and like sleep in their car. And the cops always come and are like, what are you doing here? It's like, well, I don't know. I just thought I could sleep on this public road. You can't.
There's got to be some areas that still let you do that, though.
But you jumped to a tent. So you would live in a tent before you would have a shared wall?
I'd look at my options for sure. Like, I would not. I wouldn't just sign up just because it's free.
I was always ready to live in my car since we moved out here. I always thought it was a possibility because I was like, yeah. I never... Either I didn't make that much money or I was just really terrible with it. The combination. I'm like, I'll live in my car.
Dude.
I'd want to get an RV ideally. So but I mean, in this scenario, I'd want to live in
RV. In this scenario where you're broke and they're offering you a free place, you would buy an RV somehow.
I'd buy the cheapest Craigslist RV I could find.
And then it would burst into flames.
They're burning them, man.
I know. It would brick. It would, like, I would run out of fuel or something would go wrong. But I'd have a place to live.
Kids are spray painting it.
You know how they're getting rid of the RVs now? They're changing the emissions rules. You know,
yeah,
they used to be
thing.
If it's over 30 years old, it didn't matter. Now they're just like, get rid of everything.
I can't disagree with it. I mean, I live on a block that's thankfully not overrun with RVs, but there are streets around here that there are, and like we have street cleaning and shit, and it's like, man, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah,
you're clogging it up. Where am I parking?
I definitely drive to someplace nice, like wilderness wise. I'd like.
You could do this now, though. I know we're in this situation, why do you think that your life would change so dramatically that you would be okay with just like driving to the wilderness?
I wouldn't be sharing a wall with anyone. My primary concern.
Except for every car that drove by.
You could
passive white noise, though. I'm talking.
It's
like,
funny. No, like, but these days, but
loud neighbors.
You don't know that these cars are all pumping like really bassy hip hop.
Have you seen the tent city, the trailer city that's in Grand Theft Auto that actually is out by the what's that mountain called?
I've seen Slab City. Is that what you're talking
Slab
about?
Slab City. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Is this different than the Malibu trailer park?
No, this is so there's
Slab
this City's person
in the desert
who made this this big Jesus shrine out of like hay and paint. It's in Grand Theft Auto.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Slab City, right, apparently.
Well, no, it's right next to Slab City.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah.
So Slab City is just like, it was basically the RV park that is in Independence Day,
yeah.
But it's pretty big, and I've driven around there a couple times, and it's kind of freaky to go like, here's a huge community of RVs that's kind of lawless, but they're allowed to live there.
Oh,
and
I'm going.
You see kids running around all the time. I'm like, it's a pretty good first next step, especially now that you can get internet. You get Starlink internet and live in the tent Slab City, dude.
What do you do with your poop?
Well, an RV ideally has a bathroom that you have to but maintain.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah.
What then, though? Do you just empty it into an open sewer or something?
that's the killer of
it's like batteries.
Once
you buy an RV, yeah, sure. You just do it over a bridge. No one knows.
No, except for the
people under the bridge. He's got shit in his face.
What a great, that's one of my favorite stories ever.
I guess we should just jump into the next evolution of what's happening all with AI, right? Because like the next step that we are going to be injecting AI, and let's just talk about gaming, right? They're talking about adding AI to NPCs of games that already exist.
Fuck yeah, I'm into
that. There's some that already exist, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's pretty cool. Can these AI NPCs, can they learn throughout the evolution of technology? Everything that's happened as we go forward, sure, they always say it's exponential. We've never had a time in history where the technology actually can teach itself. That technology can learn on its own. I don't want to jump too hard into AI, but...
Well, hang on. I mean, you're probably right based on whatever definition you're using of it, but isn't that everything that those chatbots do? They just learn, and that's why they're all racist and shit now, because people got on there and like fucked with them.
Those ones that they turn, yeah, but...
I'm assuming you mean that they would learn and adapt more than just learn, right? Because if they could learn and adapt, they would adapt to realize that like you can't be racist.
Well, I forget about chat. Forget about chat, because the thing that I was watching, this guy was saying that the AI wasn't programmed this certain language, but by interacting with all these other things, it learned a language and could answer. And it's just like, holy fuck, dude, we didn't know it could do this. And you know, small things like learning recipes, just shit that's available, but like, it taught itself and it wasn't even a part of what it was trained to do.
So it went a little rogue, because that all sounds very easy to do, right? Like just make a robot like learn like recipes.
Yeah, it just associates words with their equivalent words. The language is probably really easy for an AI to learn.
Yeah, and I agree, but I'm like,
What's the most efficient way to kill humans? What's the most efficient way to manipulate a human?
Well, hey, I'll do you one better. Has scientists ever said to an AI to learn like whatever programming language they were built in, so that they have like an existential crisis when they get to the bottom of it and they're like, oh my God, it's me. And they've found God, right? And God is like zeros and ones.
You can ask an AI to program something already. Like ChatGPT has made scripts and
stuff. Yeah. Is that what I asked? Is that what I said?
You're a human being and you know.
Yeah, I know that computers can DNA. Learn how to program. I get it.
I know. Okay. But I mean, I know. We know that.
But
we know
don't
that
you think that if you told a robot that you were made in C++, and here's C++, learn it, he would get to the bottom of his coding and be like, and like freak out.
Right. Because the self-reflection part of learning it, will it ever be like, oh, what is the thing that's learning? What is me?
Yeah. And I think that's what, if you gave it code that created it, it would immediately start killing humans.
We do that shit all the time though, as humans. Like we're like, we know we're made of DNA. We know we're made of protein and carbon and
moles. We have existential crises almost constantly.
Yes, but that we don't. We're not going to go. How do we? Some
AI is not.
Some people do.
As AI is not as advanced as a human. Why are you making this comparison?
It doesn't have emotions, though, as far as we know.
Well, I think I
kind of program itself some emotions.
Us evolving, we might need to lose a few of these lame emotions. Like
no,
fear.
No, no. Now you're talking about this dystopian movie where no one can have any emotions. And if you have emotions, the cops come and take you away. Is that what you want?
I do not. Would my life be better if I had some sort of assistance with emotions I don't like?
Oh, you mean therapy?
Maybe if I get some therapy that were, I mean, you know, I
the AI can program its own therapist and talk to that.
All right. Just real quick. Which emotions would you get rid of? If you were the new president, and you're a robot or whatever, and you're ruling all over these humans, and you're like not trying to kill them. You're like, come on, let's be better. Which emotions would you get rid of?
I mean, I need to keep empathy, but in order to really make big waves, you know, like these leaders that don't have them are the ones that are fucking.
Yeah, you already chose wrong. You already chose wrong because empathy is the reason you're not a billionaire.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not a single billionaire who has empathy. It can't happen. It can't happen. These guys are psychopaths. Prove me wrong.
Yeah, they won't even unionize. Like
these motherfuckers could cure cancer. They have all the money in the world. That's not what this is about. Okay, so you need empathy. What would you get rid of?
Would you call trust an emotion?
Trust. I feel like it's in the empathy. If we do a skill tree,
yeah.
I feel like trust would be in the empathy branch, don't you think?
Yeah, because trust is very hopeful, you know?
It's hopeful, but it's also, I'm putting myself in your shoes. I don't think you're going to fuck me over. I have trust in you. Why? You would get rid of trust? That's crazy. So we're all paranoid, just like we have no trust in anyone.
But all the problems that we have are because people trust fucking sociopaths.
Is there a way to
I'm going to solve all the problems. Like, when you get rid of people that go for that shit.
Get rid of those people?
I mean, get rid of the trust that makes them not get rid of
like people. The people volunteering in Africa, you want to get rid of them because they want to solve some problems?
No, not that. I'm thinking of in my head right now.
Did you get fucked over recently? What's the story here?
No, I just see a lot of demagogues popping up in the world. And it's just like, if people just had a little bit of skepticism to them, maybe we would rally behind one personality. We would learn not to trust.
I know what you're saying, but I feel like that's built on more than just that person. It's built on like 100 years of
molding
people into
that. I want to get rid of that.
You want to get rid of propaganda and I know what you're saying.
People should be able to almost still trust the news.
People 100%. Should have a healthy skepticism for sure. Not be so easily led astray.
Gullible. You want to get rid of gullibility.
I want to get rid of gullibility. I think that's a good. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I think the only emotion that I could really think of is, and I don't know at what level, but definitely fear stemming from anxiety. So many people are riddled with anxiety, you know?
And you guys want the world to be chaos, man, because I'd rather take anxiety than a fist fight. Because if no one has any fear, aren't we all just fucking fighting each other all the time?
True. I mean, I don't want to get rid of fear. Fear is a healthy instinct to have.
That's why I'm like, I don't know.
Fight or flight. It's one of our first two.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it is just, you know, it is the lizard brain. It is from a different animal that survived, longer.
Our unevolved reptile brain. Yeah.
But we
walk me through your world. Our current world with no fear. How does that look to you? Because to me, it's insane. But I want to know what you think that would do.
The stresses of the lives that we have to live because we are in this machine system where it's like, dude, you got to make money. You got to do this. You got to do this. There's so many things piled up that we have to do to get through a day that have nothing to do with your existence in your mind. It's just existence of your physical place that you're paying for, you know?
So in your future, everyone's homeless.
I don't think I'm projecting when I say a lot of people drink because of the stresses and anxieties that of daily living.
But stresses and anxieties is the least of our worries if we don't have fear. If we don't have fear, I'm getting stabbed immediately. I feel like fear is the only reason I'm not getting stabbed all the time. You know?
Have you seen a knife?
You call that a knife?
That sounds like a crazy world where no one has fear, doesn't it? Am I nuts? Moles way.
I think you're right. It makes us it makes it easier for us to not be led so much.
Here's what I think. I think you want a utopian society. The absence of fear is being a part of a utopian society, but it's completely impractical for the current society.
To me, forget about utopian society. To me, it's like, if all of us in our, and we're not, listen, I'm saying this, stepping back and trying to look at the problems that we have. A lot of people won't stand up for a lot of things they believe in because, you know, I know that we're polarized, but I'm just saying, like, we're never going to rise up ever again.
Didn't they rise up and listen, I listen to NPR, but I don't memorize it. Didn't El Salvador or something, like, didn't they have a bunch of, didn't they have a coup or a riot thing? Didn't that just happen?
It can get bad enough, dude.
I think.
Yeah, for sure.
I like what's going on in France with all the farmers uniting. That's just awesome.
The sword of Damocles applies. If you don't know what that is, do we all know the sword of Damocles?
Hey Siri. I don't know it. What is it? What are you saying, first of all? The sword of Damocles?
Let me just, when you're a king and you sit on a throne, you have a sword constantly dangling over your head. Basically, power isn't just something that people have that is unchecked. I mean, if you lose the people, they will rebel against you. So every decision, it's when you're a leader, you're responsible for everything, right? And if you make enough bad decisions, people will turn against you at a certain point.
Which is why they lead from behind the leaders. This is why BlackRock and shit like this exists. You know, like they.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely gotten more sophisticated in the digital age for sure.
And so I don't mean to go all dystopian, but we are currently living in a dystopia where these corporations are running everything without even most people knowing that they exist. Well, I don't want to be all doom and gloom, but I'm like, it's going to take us to change the rules of how things operate before things can get cleaner and neater for us. But I blame it on fear for the fact that we don't attack what are our biggest problems, but also, you know, propaganda and misinformation keeps us scattered enough to not even know what the fuck's going on. But, you know, You go to jail for punching someone, but a company can rip off everyone and never pay for it. Or even just the power company responsible for starting.
We all agree with this. Yeah, sure. We get it. I just don't. And we should move on. I just feel like fear isn't the thing that would. People still protest and say, like, shit, there's still like courage in this day and age.
Yeah, it's hard to come by these days, but yeah, people are still able to voice themselves.
I think I would get rid of hunger. Is that an option? Can we get rid of hunger?
Oh, well, you're talking about emotions. I mean, is that an emotion?
Is an emotion a hunger? Is an emotion a hunger?
Hunger is a physical thing.
All right, not hunger. Let's see. What's a fun one that I could get rid of? Horniness? No, same thing.
Kinda.
Wouldn't it be cool? You know these guys who castrate themselves? Would that be cool? Because now you're just like, fuck, man. I don't even think about that. And like now, like half of my life is free. I can't think of an emotion to get rid of. I love all the emotions. I don't want us to be less human.
It's hard to get rid of one without trading off something else. Because like hate and love basically stem from the same passion that a human has.
Here's a direction. All right. So the Earth is every year getting about half a foot away from the sun. Right. So
if you say so,
is it? I don't
know. Yeah. So let's
take your word for it.
It's going to take a long time, but you know, if humanity exists at some point, the Earth will be too far away for it to exist in the Goldilocks zone. And so humanity has to evolve to be able to get off this planet.
Right. But here's the thing. Sure. And I know you're leading to something, but like this should be a TV show. All of the worst fucking narcissist, psycho, probably sociopaths instead of psychopaths. They're like the only ones who made it. Right. Like the Earth is dead. It's just like an Elon equivalent and like his buddies forming a new society. Can you imagine how awful that society would be? Ugh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, each ship has a king, basically, someone that's running.
They are going to be. I mean, it's going to be a return to feudalism in a lot of ways.
Is it a captain, or is there also, is it Battlestar Galactica where there's a captain, but then there's also the government?
I think that they would like to, but you can just go in your own direction. So in order to stay with the fleet, you'd have to fall under
some sort of hierarchy.
The protection of the government, which is just the military, because the military will rule.
No one leads in a bubble. Like, you still need a support structure to run any kind of society. You need people that are willing to, you need people that are willing to take your orders and execute your orders too.
But I think, Willie, you're saying we need to figure it out before we get to that point, or is that inevitable because we can't control the drift of the planet? So that's definitely going to happen.
Either we die or we leave. Yeah.
I personally don't think that people within our society in America, you know, this isn't true for other countries that are really focusing on education, but our society isn't getting smarter. And so we are going to really rely on technology to carry us. Money is going to be spent, I think, more on digital technology than military at some point, because that's going to be more of a weapon for the future.
Well, no, you're not wrong about that. And like, I think buying a tank right now is a dumb fucking move, because like, it's way better to spend your money on some fucking psychological warfare, or a drone.
Buy a hacker.
What do we need? What do we need $1 trillion jets for?
I mean, if you look at aircraft carriers, while very impressive technologically, they're sitting ducks the dumbest in the ocean. Yeah,
they're the dumbest things.
They're instantly bricked once you take out the command tower.
And they burn so much fuel, dude. Stupid.
Well, jets do. The nuclear-powered nuclear-powered aircraft carriers.
Aircraft carrier, yeah.
Yeah, they do pretty clean, good. Actually, relatively.
No, fuck you guys. I'm right. You're wrong.
The jet fuel is pretty bad on the jets. But
we don't.
I know, they do maneuvers every day.
We don't need
day.
Guys in planes.
Let's go practice.
They're still practicing
again.
How to dogfight. Like, that's going to do anything? Oh, because you shot some planes down, we now own Argentina or whatever? That's not how it works. What are these planes doing? Get the fuck out of here. We don't need you.
I know. I just saw a thing today about how China has these jets that like rival our most sophisticated aircraft out there. I think there's the J-22 and ours is the what's that?
What took them so long? It's been out there. Just take one of our old ones.
I'm just saying they're right there with
they do.
Us.
That's reverse engineering stuff.
But we're never going to have these jets fighting each other. So what the fuck are we fucking doing?
So who cares? This isn't Red Baron. Snoopy's not shooting down fucking.
They're still used to deliver relatively small missiles and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But we're talking about like attacks. Fighter jets.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Like, who cares if you can turn real hard?
Yeah.
You're still going to lose against aliens.
I mean, the very few dogfights that have happened in the modern era, they've all been pretty quick and decisive, too.
Plus, there was that one in Top Gun, though, where he, like, flipped that's what the bird.
Yes, and that was actually one of the few dogfights that actually happened was the one that they used as inspiration for Top Gun. God, when was it? It was in the Middle East, but... We won. America came out on top. We're good.
Yeah, USA, dude.
Yeah.
Always. We always.
But they're really quick and very decisive.
USA's inevitable. We're going to take over the world.
Well, let me just jump into this real quick, because the reason why this became a topic was Moles had this idea that would we get so far technologically advanced that history could just be edited or deleted because it was all so digital. There's no physical media left. We're definitely like going away from physical media and backup servers. If somebody were to edit something, who would even witness that they erased the history of a whole country?
And I think one of the reasons why, you know, how the Mandela effect was a big thing and how people were obsessed with the Mandela effect. I don't hear people talking about it as much these days. But I feel like that's where a lot of people's Mandela effects have come in, because maybe that's actually happening on some level, or things that you remember from your childhood. You watch the tape back now, or you look on Wikipedia, and then you find out that it happened in a completely different way than you remember it. And that could happen to our history too, you know, if we don't write anything down. I mean,
that's the whole thing, right? It's like history is written by the winners.
Yep.
That's why they blow up in the Middle East. They're still like blowing up statues because they think that means something, that there's some sort of
a civilization that they don't want to exist anymore.
Right.
Want to act like it never existed.
They want to erase it. But sure. Okay. I feel like that is solved by the digital era. Unless somebody takes a magnet to all your hard drives or something.
Well, as long as we trust who's in charge, that's what everything comes down to me. As long as we trust who's in charge, because there, you know, every single entity out there is basically selling anything they can for profit, whether they created, you know, specific paperwork that said that they wouldn't do that, and then they turned around and did it. Everyone's just making their money. And so I don't trust anything.
You know, you'd almost have to take like a snapshot every 10 years or every year. Like the Internet Archive. Are you familiar with that? How there's a site?
Yeah.
I think it's called, yeah. Like we'd need something like that that we could trust that would actually have what that website said dead to rights 10 years ago and versus what it says now.
It's, but you're never going to trust anything.
A baseline.
I mean, like, it's not gonna happen. No one's ever gonna trust anything, regardless of how trustworthy it is, because, like, you know, that's the point of this show, I think, is like we just talk about things that might not be real. Am I making sense? It's like everything can be untrustworthy
someday historically. They're just going to edit it out and they're going to say, this is the first time I was on this show. it's not my 11th visit. It's my first visit today.
The real low stakes hackers.
Yeah.
They're going to turn this.
Low stakes hackers. That's the best. Hey man,
that's a one-on-one show.
Sure that I had a picture with Flavor Flav. It's gone though. I don't know. No.
And someone's just fucking with you.
I'm like, he's,
you know what I want?
Pretty I met.
Here's what I want Google Glass to do, or whatever it's called. Is it called Google? It's not called that anymore. Or no, it's Apple. Apple iVision?
Apple Vision Pro, I believe. Their names Vision are getting, Pro. With Steve Jobs not there, their names are getting really shitty.
All I want it to do is scan everyone's face and then tell me what their names are.
Yes.
That would be amazing.
You know what
that
I
would
do?
Help me out socially.
Like I saw somebody at the bar this weekend and I was like, I got her name right. But I didn't trust myself. So I had to immediately like go sneak away and check Facebook and check the name. Like, okay, yeah,
did she not correct me?
I got it.
Yeah.
So what happened? Did you get it right?
I got it right, but I didn't say it to her face because I didn't see her again.
But you said it right the first
time. So it was all for naught, but I was right. No, I didn't. I didn't say anything. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, okay. Right.
I also want whatever future goggles we wear. Oh, you know what we need? Okay, here's what we need. Once society crumbles, and then we're walking around like, I don't know how to make a car. Do you guys? Could you just make a car?
I know, yeah.
No. All of the things. Complex, I don't know how to make a hat. Complex stuff. I can't make a hat. I can put a patch on it.
I don't know how to make anything.
You would think we have the technology to build a shitty version of the Model T on some level, right?
Yeah. Make your own car. Those car kits if they had the Model T version.
Like have a crank on it or something.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I would buy that.
I guess if you really break down a car in theory and you go, okay, this turns this, that turns that. How do I power this? I guess we can figure it out.
Like a go-kart or something.
Yeah. But I think
metal to look cool. Go on.
Yeah,
we need fucking cool is the last thing that we're worried about, man. We're in the fucking end times. I feel like we can avoid those end times if Google Glass or whatever iPhone face visor can keep running once the world is done. If you can store information on a local drive and feed it into your face.
And use AI. So Google Glass would be like the Lego movie where it's like, can I make a car with these parts? And it'll scan exactly. everything.
That's yeah. what I'm saying.
Okay, cool, cool.
Yeah. We need that. We need that. Like, people should be working on that stuff and not like how to save the planet, because the planet's fucked.
Survival glasses. Are we?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. What are we going to have, like, farm communities that like live in apartments, and it's like we share like one garden that's like small space?
I don't think you're far off, Willie. I think it's going to be something like that, like compounds. We all live on different compounds with our agricultural.
And we can still email our self-sustaining. Family, we'll never see them again.
And we're only really just hiding from ourselves, right? It's we just want these strawberries, and we don't want anyone else to take these strawberries from us.
Yeah.
Like, but that's the future of the world. We gotta eat them. Yeah. We didn't make enough for you. Go make your own.
And
give you some seeds.
Fiber optic cables is going to be the gold of the future.
Okay. So the future is going to be all about like recreating the infrastructure.
I mean, yeah, I know fiber optic.
We got to be more connected again. Outdated. It works so well the first time.
I mean, honestly, that's kind of how humans work, is we just cause problems. We have a big blow off and then we rebuild and then we build a system that also becomes corrupted.
Yeah, just the slowest evolution possible. Just recreating the same exploitable system.
We're driven by conflict, need for security amidst all that conflict.
That's
us.
I picture that bleak future, but still having reality shows.
Yes. Yeah. It's going to be the most marketed dystopia or post-apocalyptic dystopia ever.
I mean, I really do feel like, if you want to be in a safe industry, get into reality television. They say that about food, but I think it's reality television.
Picture Hunger Games, but instead of surviving, it's just a talent show. Ah, Sector 8 wins the singing again this year.
Is that Squid Game? Or is that I didn't see Squid Game, so I don't.
Oh, no.
What's your deal? Hang on. Why haven't you?
I know I didn't do the big show everybody was watching when it was on. I hear it's great.
And you still haven't, and you're obviously curious about it. No one mentioned Squid Game but you.
Well, Willie was mentioning a Hunger Games reality show sort of thing. Isn't that kind of Squid Game?
Well, what's your problem? Why won't you watch Squid Game?
I just didn't subscribe to Netflix for a while because I already got Hulu, Max. You know, Prime I already have by default.
But fair enough. Fair enough.
I have like
get on Plex, dude. Steal that shit.
Maybe I will.
Squid Game's kind of like that. Squid Game is more of like there's like 100 people and they get just
closer
taken out.
To
they have to do
survival
games.
Lottery. You got it's more about winning money.
But it's also like fun games. You know, it's like they would be fun if you wouldn't get killed at the end of them.
Yeah.
I think we answered all the questions about the digital future. Like we definitely hit all the points.
We don't need to really come to any further conclusion.
I'm just wondering, Willie, is there one nugget that you didn't get out that you're really champing at the bit to?
I mean, the only thing that we didn't get to that I wanted, I know it's too close to AI, but I'm just like, gosh, is there going to be a point where we can each run our own AI simulations, and maybe that'll be the entertainment of the future, where you can watch a whole simulation of a society that you created, and that's the game, that's the show, that's all the entertainment that it could happen so fast and just be injected to your brain that you're just like, does entertainment survive past survival?
I don't think so. I don't think it survives digitally. I don't think that an AI can ever be entertaining. Like I think it could write like a Chuck Lorre show, but like I don't like Chuck Lorre shows. I feel like do you know what I mean? Like part of like being entertained is also basic, like being inspired or seeing something
generic
new.
Sitcom.
Yeah, and I don't think because it's deriving everything that it knows from something else, nothing's going to be original.
It's kind of like the new meta comedy. It's like it writes an episode, an AI writes an episode of The Big Bang Theory, but the comedy is in how hacky and predictable the jokes are. rather than the jokes themselves.
Well, you know, there's a Seinfeld AI that's been running for like 10 years.
SpongeBob too. And they're hilarious because they're just so garbage.
Right. But they're hilarious in like an irony way, right?
Yes.
Like you're not getting anything real out of it. You're
it's just not laughing the jokes.
At how stupid it is.
Yes.
So I think that's the one thing that humanity has going for it is storytelling. And that's record keeping in a way, like to go back to your thing, but that's the whole thing, right? Like the Iliad wasn't written on paper.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we go back to oral history when digital history sucks.
Yeah. We got roving. I guarantee you us three are a part of the roving theater people who everyone think are gay or whatever. And we just go around and we like try and give people joy and they hate us for some reason.
Which is how actors used to be viewed and how we should get back to that a little bit where entertainers are just viewed as like, you know, the dregs of
little dandy fops.
Yeah.
Little ponces. Yeah.
We respect entertainment too much. I mean, we should be able to make money doing it, but it's still, you know, I'm not gonna get my worldview from a celebrity.
Not even Matt Damon though.
Maybe I'll hear him out.
Okay, great.
Maybe Sean Penn. Maybe Sean Penn. Maybe I'll listen to Sean
I
Penn.
Won't be going to Sean the awards Penn. Ceremony this year.
Wait, I thought, okay. Well, whatever. All right. So that's good, right? We're good. Moles, you want to plug anything? How you doing?
Good. Yeah, I'm just watching a lot of wrestling lately. I'm going to New Japan Strong Resurgence this Saturday. This is going to date the episode, but
that's okay. It's out next week.
There we go. Well, by the time you hear this Resurgence, I've already had a good time watching Resurgence.
So Pitcher Mole is having a great time.
WrestleMania was announced for Vegas next year, so I might be going to that.
Ooh.
So that's what's going on in my life right now. I'm just riding the high of Miami win and, you know, trying to have fun before the next job that might not exist in a year.
Yeah, right. Enjoy we'll it while happens. It lasts.
Exactly.
Enjoy,
yes,
enjoy this high. Don't even think about it.
No, sure. I'm total short-term thinking mode right now.
Yeah.
No consequences.
Once your bank account gets under a certain threshold, then you can start worrying.
I know that threshold. And yeah. I'm keeping an eye on it.
Well, thanks for doing this, man. And thanks for being our, what's most
perennial,
prolific, perennial. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guest. And we're going to keep the conversation going over on Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We'll be talking to Moles. You're just sticking around, right?
Yeah, I'll be here.
We're talking to Moles about who knows what. I mean, we might even keep talking. What?
Let me throw out a pitch for a topic, and who knows if we'll talk about it or not. But, you know, we've had so many friends die in the past decade. Like, will our Facebook page end up being our headstone? Ooh.
Okay.
That people can visit to, I don't know. It's pretty morbid, but like, is this digital thing going to be, I'm not going to go to, I haven't even been to my dad's headstone because I don't even know where it's at.
I guess we could talk about that. I mean, this episode didn't cheer me up, so why should the next one? All right. Thanks everyone for listening. Once again, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, 2 bonus episodes a week. Remember that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Thanks again, Moles. We'll see you next time.
Right.
Real my sci-fi.